This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Has anybody ever seen like real bull riding?
Yes.
No.
In person?
Oh, not in person.
It is very stressful. So in where I grew up in Dexter, Michigan, that was a thing that kids in my high school did was go and ride a bull. You could pay like $20 and you could go ride a bull. And you had an option. This is my favorite part is you had to wear like a chest pad. But my favorite part is you had an option between wearing a helmet or a cowboy hat.
You can't do both.
A cowboy hat's not going to fit over the helmet. So helmet or cowboy hat.
That's like a car dealership being like, you have the option in this sedan for either an airbag or a big jar of confetti. One's pretty fun.
It's a Friday night and the place is bumping. There's a pretty good crowd there and they've been drinking. And guess who's on stage? It's beef, baby. Every night's beef night, and tonight the beef is extra hot. Okay? With peppers. Ooh! Spicy
peppers.
Beef.
Who's peppers. Who's Spicy Pete?
Spicy Pete?
Isn't that what you just said?
No, but now Spicy Pete is also there. Spicy Pete's a regular that beef sometimes hands a tambourine and goes, this is awesome!
Yep.
Lights are on. Sound speeding, and we're rolling.
Dice!
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
We're in the middle of Beef's performance, and as we know, Bottoms Up has seen some shit. And it's kind of in disarray right now, especially the stage. Beef, I actually just need you to roll for Constitution as you're playing.
Plus two.
And a two. So four.
Four. Okay, so as you're playing, can we get an example of what you're playing right now?
This is the quiet hour. This is where we
slow it down.
We slow it down. Hey, anybody with a loved one out there? Anybody love? Can I get a woo?
Spicy Pete.
Sometimes.
And as you're doing this back and forth with the audience, your foot goes through the floor.
My balls. Oh, woo-hoo! My balls. Somebody get an ambulance.
Call the ambulance. It's getting hot in here.
Spicy Pete.
What's up?
I need your help.
Elizabeth, roll for performance right now. Yeah. But roll at disadvantage. That means you roll twice and take the worst roll.
First one is 19.
Okay.
Second one is 19.
So this still rocks. Really cool. And yeah, no, the place is still bumping. They're like, whoa. They're like turning, people are turning to each other. I'm like, Beef's on one tonight. This is like a whole other level of intensity. But now I want you to roll for the constitution of your instrument, of your lute.
I just did, and I got a 20.
You got a 20?
Yeah. 18 plus two.
Beef is on one tonight.
Beef is hot tonight.
Beef is hot tonight.
Boiling. Maybe stop being so hot for the sake of the plot, Beef.
Oh my God.
But at the same time, your other foot goes through the stage. So you are like just, you're Winnie the Pooh halfway through the stage. And that gave way to some other kind of structural shit. It's been raining pretty bad and it's been dripping in certain areas. It fully gives way and it's like a bucket of water pours down on top of you. And so now we're going to check in, roll another performance check to see how this affects what's going on.
Okay, 9 plus 5.
It's a bit distracting. I mean, you're dealing with a lot.
I'm wet beef.
You're wet beef. You're in pain. Your balls, there's something going on there, if I recall.
For sure.
Yeah. So you're not comfortable, and it's just kind of wearing on you at this point. And now people are getting kind of drenched from the elements because there's a pretty much an active hole in the ceiling.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Everyone beefed hard in their jeans. That's been Stinky Pete or whatever the fuck his name is. And Beef.
It's spicy, but yeah.
Oh, Spicy Pete. I'm so sorry.
Hell yeah.
Hey, meet us at the bar. Buy us a drink, maybe 20. Catch us at the bar.
Beef, as you are kind of hobbling towards the bar, you put your arm around Spicy Pete, and he's helping you get over there. And what you notice is three people in very elegant robes. On their elegant robes, they have a brooch, a bronze brooch that has three masks on it, comedy and tragedy. And then the mask in the middle is like The Rock doing an arched eyebrow.
Oh, no. I'm so excited.
And so you immediately clock this. And of course, you know that this is the brooch of the Narrow Way Guild of High Art.
Fuck.
And they are the real deal. Anyone who knows about bardic performances and live performance, anyone who's anyone is a member of the Narrow Way Guild of High Art. And they were just at your show and they're not talking to you after it. They're on their way out. And so that means you're probably
devastated.
I mean, yeah, you're devastated right now. They're not interested. But if you want to stop them or try to talk to them before they leave, you can.
I do.
Okay.
I have to.
Okay. You have to. So you're trying to hobble over there. You realize you're not going to catch them in time.
Okay.
So you do notice that Chip is by the door.
Yeah. Hey, Chippy Chip.
Oh, Beef, going on? Good show, man.
Thanks, man. My balls are screaming. Could you hold those people here?
What's that?
could you hold those guys from leaving?
They're leaving. Aren't they allowed to leave?
Tell them a joke.
Tell them a joke. Okay. Yeah, I guess I could tell them a joke.
I know you can.
Gentlemen.
We don't have time for whatever this is.
Sirs, I got a good one for you.
Oh my God. This night will never end.
A joke. Okay.
He doesn't even have one. Come on. Let's go.
How about a little knock knock?
Oh, I'm familiar.
Moo.
Who's there?
Wait, hold on. A cow that interrupts you. Moo.
Who's there?
Hey guys. I hobbled my way over here.
Technically worked.
It worked.
Technically, you crushed it.
We've seen quite enough.
Hey, hi guys. You check the performance out up there? This isn't my best night. You guys kind of caught me. You caught me on the best night and the worst night. You know,
to say the least, it was uninspired.
I thought it was an incredible performance. This is like one of your top performances.
Well, you are an idiot.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
You did.
Yes, you screamed it at me.
You yelled it, actually.
I wish I would have showed some reserve.
Let go of me, too. You're holding on to me. Let go.
Listen, we came here. I'm sure you're not even familiar with what we do or who we are, but we are with the Narrow Way Guild of High Art, and we are looking for acts that meet our expectations.
Hey, I could get back up there. I can do tricks. I can go for days.
Mm-hmm. You don't understand. If we were to take a risk on you, and that would certainly be a risk, what that would mean is that we would be effectively backing you, giving you lots of our own finances to make your stage a reasonable stage, to give your performances a backing that would be deserved of someone of our standing, to pour in money into advertising with the town crier and parchment with sticky stuff on the back that we put onto walls. People expect a certain amount of quality when we put our stamp of approval on things, and let's just say you fall very short.
I can be better. I want that. I need that. I've wanted that my whole life. Just give me a second chance. I didn't know you guys were here. Spicy Pete was taking a lot of the center stage, and usually that's my stuff.
Yeah, so, usually Spicy Pete's way less involved, but though I could be more involved.
No, Spicy Pete, no.
Okay, well this has been my dream since I was a kid. This has been my dream.
No, it's not your dream. You're wrong about that.
Yeah. And I'm so excited
You're delusional.
To finally have my shot.
No,
Spicy Pete's turn to take the stage.
No, Spicy Pete, he started out cleaning the toilets here. He doesn't even work here. He doesn't even go here. No, Chip, whose side are you on?
I'm on your
beef,
side.
Beef, when you're done with your shift, the guy that writes riddles on the toilet paper is back, and so people have just not been using it, okay? So... Place smells like shit and there's shit everywhere, okay? But if you can answer three riddles, I guess you can go to bed. This is Seb.
Yeah, I know, Seb. My God.
Okay, I was just behind
Moo.
This curtain.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
Nice.
Moo.
Nice.
Beef, the girls' room is pretty disgusting. Can you clean it up when you get a chance?
Former Princess Chalice. All three of them bow.
Oh, I remember you.
Oh, yes, you do. Well, in case, do you remember our names or do we need to remind you?
Ooh, I don't recall your names, but I do know that you used to put on your cute little shows for us at the palace.
Yes, I'm sure you saw fantastic things at the palace, and all of them were accredited by Narrowway Guild of High Art.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen so many shows at very fancy places. Are you thinking about backing us? You guys, if they're thinking about backing us, we're going to have lots of money when we bring them.
Their stuff sounds like it sucks, though. Is this like boring stuff?
No, but it's, yeah. It's
Do you know who you're speaking to, sir? My name is Sir Pompous Prestigious.
I'm sorry?
Sir Pompous Prestigious.
Let me guess your other names. Is it Fancy McDuber and Ruffles McGee over here?
Fancy McDuber's sick. This is Dr. Laureate. And our third member...
Wait, your first name is Doctor or you're a doctor?
Chip. No,
first
Chip,
name,
you're
Doctor.
Hey,
but
hey.
They are a certified CNA. What?
No, I'm just... we would... Beef here is very... Chip. And I just punch Chip in the stomach really hard and fast.
Yeah.
I punched Chalice harder back.
I punched really Chip harder back.
Okay, start rolling for damage at this point.
This is not helpful. 15.
15 does not hit me. Yeah, Chalice punches me, and I turn around.
And punch her with 10 times, of course.
I critted.
Oh my god!
You just murdered her.
I critted with 6 damage.
I can't believe I'm taking damage from a fight I initiated that was unnecessary.
So 12 damage.
What the fuck is going to happen to me?
She buried your ass.
So he completely knocks the wind out of Chalice while she's mid-conversation talking to these guys.
What's your...
My God! We have to get out of this bottoms up.
No way! Beef, stop up. Ask for a second chance. Have them come back tomorrow night. They can change this place financially. Come back tomorrow. Boys, men, sirs. Just give us one more chance. Come back.
You didn't even
now.
Ask my name.
Get out of here, Spicy Pete. My God.
Beef, that was one of the people. That's one of the people.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I gotta know this person's name. What's your name?
My name is Cats.
Hats?
Cats.
Cats?
Cats? Yeah.
The longest running show on Broadway?
That is right, and you better not forget. My name's Cats. Fyow, fyow, fyow.
Damn. I want to thank you.
Tell him that you'll put on a whole new show tomorrow night.
I'll put on a
whole new show. It'll be really fancy, and it's their time to come back.
You know what? I nearly pissed my fur watching that last show.
Is he a cat?
Is he a cat?
Is he like a cat person in this world?
I think he literally is a cat named Cat.
He looks exactly straight out of the movie Cats.
Oh,
like CJ
yes.
Fur and all. Okay.
Oh, good. My God. I love that. Okay.
I'd love to come back here tomorrow and piss my fur watching you again. So
I got to ask, Cats, do you like pissing your fur? Is that good or bad?
I think you guys should get... Please. Yeah, if...
Chalice, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, what is going on?
I'm a... God. Whoa.
Okay, enough of this tomfoolery. We will come back tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh.
And you will be judged. Harshly this time. All you have to do to be accredited is put on a show that meets the guild's standards for high art. What does that entail? Well, it's just the opposite of what you've done just now. Your show will need a sound narrative structure, high drama, strong ethos, and compelling execution, and believable acting.
Unbelievable acting, strong ethos.
In other words, no farting, no dirty, perverted songs, and overall no nonsense. Good luck, Beef. You'll have to change and fast.
Wait, only Beef gets a chance? Don't we all get a chance?
If Beef... it would be of the utmost stupidity to attempt this alone. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. I've never seen a good, artistic triumph that didn't involve more than one person.
Well, they have a good director and maybe a good writer, stage manager. Can do a good
he farts as hard as he can, angrily.
Silence!
Whoa!
Hey, Beef! Somebody wrote in lipstick that if this toilet's not clean in 21 minutes, they're gonna start killing hostages! We gotta find these hostages!
So, Leo, just the craziest amount of things happened in 5 seconds.
Again, I'm behind a curtain. I don't know who you're talking to, but I really could use some help right now. This is a touch and go sort of situation with a lot of things burning up fast.
I'll be there in a second, Seb. I'm dealing with an angry fart right now.
Okay. And this is Seb.
We'll have it all sorted out. It will be a 4-person cast for tomorrow with Beef as the lead, and it will be all set, sir. Thank you for your good tidings and merry
Christmas
evening to you. Okay, goodbye. Okay, thank you.
I hope you know by the smell of my flatulence that we mean business.
Yeah, I think we got it loud and clear.
And make sure that the seats are uncomfortable.
What?
Cats, you're freaking wild.
You want the seats to be uncomfortable?
Yeah, just mine. And make sure there's something for me to scratch on.
Fuck. He's like, okay. Cat.
Okay. Someone write that down.
And if I don't cry, if you don't make me cry, then there's no way we're saying yes.
Hold on. We have to make you cry and piss? Okay.
Well, let's go.
And Cat starts like kind of like tiptoe dancing, and then it gets faster and faster, and then he shoots out the door, and the other two follow after.
The same way.
He goes left, they go right. They're going out for another drink, and he's not invited.
We'll see you curtains up at 7 p.m. sharp.
Can't wait.
Good luck.
Oh, you guys, I'm weighing over my head. I don't know how I'm going to pull this off.
Beef, it's going to be okay. What were the criteria that they said that your plane needed? Remember that list? What was it?
It was like strong ethos.
Hey, somebody say ethos. I'm here now.
Oh,
the
Seth.
Part that I heard with Ethan.
No, no.
You know what?
No, Spicy Pete.
Well, only four. They said only four person cast, though. Who's sitting
spicy,
out?
Spicy Pete.
You are.
What? I'm not sitting out. Who's sitting out?
Spicy Pete, why don't you go clean the bathroom for Beef, and then we'll have a cast meeting.
Okay. So that makes me, I guess I am in charge of set design is what it sounds like.
Sounds I don't know
great.
What's
yeah.
happening.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Seb, we haven't filled you in.
Spicy Pete is going to go clean the bathroom and start on the set design.
Okay, have fun, Spicy Pete.
All right, Beef, you can do this, but you're going to have to get classy and fast. Beef, come on, look. Beef, look at me. Look at me.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Beef, come on, guys. Tell Beef he can do it. Beef, look.
Beef, you can solve this mystery.
No, I'm sorry, Seb.
No, Seb.
Seb, I love your immediate enthusiasm.
Yeah, Beef has to put on a show, and apparently we all have to be like in it or something like that for these fancy, I'm gonna call them D-heads. I think they're a bunch of DHs.
I think that their technical name is the Narrowway Guild. You know how all the business owners on the street, Seb, have a fancy stage with fancy funding and fancy patrons?
They're the elite of the elite, you guys. Like, you don't get it. This is
my
moment. This is my Brad Pitt moment. Everyone has
the actor
one.
That lives in that hole in the middle of town.
Yeah, this is my moment. This is where everyone's going to talk about this. This is going to be the buzz. This is my moment to rise above. And oh man, I can't do this. I can't do this.
I'm gonna slap Beef twice. Just nice. Bam, bam. But not hard enough to do damage and go, get it together, all right? This isn't just about you. This is about all of us. We're going to get a grant and we're going to get money and we're going to turn that into a capital investment. A better stage means more patrons. More patrons means bigger sacks of clams, dollars, bills in your pockets, okay? Listen to me. I'm not charismatic, but I'm not f***ing around anymore, all right? You're a star.
Well, it sounds like what you need is a choreographer.
Is that what it sounds like?
We're actually having a staff meeting. I don't know who you are, but I will light you on fire.
That guy has two peg legs.
Oh, maybe. Are you worried I can't dance with these?
Oh, do a dance right now.
And then he just, as in like a drummer doing a double stroke roll, he taps his right leg twice. Dup, dup. Then his left one. Dup. And again, is right. Until it's a blur of sound. Then he slams both his peg legs onto the ground, rockets into the air, does like a 900 Christ air, and then lands on one peg leg, takes his hat all the way off, and goes, what did you think of that?
I think we're good, right, guys?
Yeah, I think we're doing a straight play. I don't think we're doing a musical anymore.
Yeah, I went into the back to get some matches. Did I miss something, you guys?
I completely understand. And he starts to peg leg off, and he's way worse at walking than he is at dancing. And he just exits.
What a mysterious guy that I hope we never meet again.
Shut up. I'm so sorry. Do we need to keep that guy around?
Not at all. I just made him up just now.
Oh, fun. Okay.
So we really might never see that man again.
So what are we doing? Are we doing a musical? Are we doing a
Well,
play?
It sounds like you need a writer.
Okay, we got it. Just know, I see a whole list of people.
I see a line.
Weird.
There's a line.
You can all go. We're actually really early in the series, so we kind of have to focus on the core four. Okay, Beef, you can do this, okay? You're the director, Beef, and just put us to work. I danced ballet and all sorts of other French things for many, many years. I'm very talented. I can play the harp backwards. Chip is super strong and charismatic and kind of a weirdo. And then Seb,
what?
You're... Seb, you've got something you'd be great at on stage too, I'm sure. Just put us to work, Beef. Just write something.
Yeah, just put us to work.
Yeah. And
somebody find something good about me. I'm having a hard time too.
No, Seb, you're great. I saw you make that speech at that party once and you got so nervous that you threw up into the palm of your hand and then you cheersed with that. So it just feels like, I don't know. Maybe you get nervous on stage.
Very smooth.
We're going to cut to Beef writing, okay? You know, this is your classic montage of Beef putting in the work, putting in the words. So, Beef, during this time, we're seeing you at a desk scrawling rapidly at a piece of paper, dipping your quill in ink and dipping it so fast and furiously that the ink falls onto the desk. Your hands are covered in ink. And
is Beef writing fast and furious?
Yes, that's so. The first page just says Fast and Furious, written by Beef, based on characters from the franchise Fast and the Furious.
He writes Hobbs and Shaw, crosses it out, crumples it up, throws it behind him.
No. Stronger, faster, more furious.
You're crumpling up pieces of parchment, throwing them, there are piles collecting towards the desk. Everyone else, you're at the tavern of Bottoms Up, just kind of waiting around the bar anxiously. Let's check in with you three and see how you're feeling about waiting for Beef to arrive with the finished script.
All I'm saying is I'm traditionally handsome and I have great comedic timing, all right? So, like, I really could play any role. That's all I'm saying.
Seb, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I think that you are so talented. I think the one thing that's kind of standing in your way is, like, your little bout of stage fright that you get. You just get a little nervous in front of crowds.
I think a lot of people find, you know, stage fright charming.
Blacking out and screaming?
Yeah, that's very charming.
Yeah.
I like it when you do that.
You're going to be great. I'm sure you'll get the lead.
At this point, Beef bursts in.
Everyone shut up. I'm ready to see auditions. Everyone put on your audition shoes. This is serious. My fate of my career is in the palm of each of your grubby little hands, and I will be absolutely destitute if I let you ruin this for me.
Beef, where did you get that beret and scarf?
Everybody line up. The last one on the stage has to eat a bologna sandwich.
Ah, run!
Oh my god, she didn't even answer your question.
The first one on the stage is Spicy Pete.
God damn it.
Okay, everyone, stand tall. Stand tall and wide. Tall and wide. As tall and as wide as you can get. I want to see how wide you can get.
Spicy Pete bursts into the splits easily.
Whoa!
Fuck. That's good.
Lucky split.
I want to hear everyone say this line. But wait, Mom, I have a dream. Chip, you can go first.
But wait, Mom, I have a dream.
And then I try and do the splits.
Nice try. Nice try. Chalice?
But wait, Mom, I have a dream.
Boo.
Chip.
Accent.
Chip, I'm going to remember that for a really long time.
I punch her again.
Ow! Can I punch? I'm going to roll for punching Chip again. 19.
So you did 2 damage.
2 damage.
Ow!
Oh, come on. That was so much work for ow.
Kids, settle down. Seb's turn.
Wait, what was the line again?
Get off my stage.
No. Like, give me a chance.
The line was, but Mom, I have a dream.
Holy.
Wait, hell. Who's that?
What's your name?
You guys, that's Spicy Pete.
That's Spicy Pete when he acts?
Yeah. God, he transformed so much that you two didn't recognize him?
Wait. Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Spicy Pete, you had that in you this whole time?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so here's the thing, though, Beef. Chip Seb and I are your friends. You're not going to cut Seb from the play. We're your friends, man.
Yeah, what the hell, man? I didn't even get to say the thing. I just wanted to hear it again, all right?
Beef lights silently. He lights a cigarette, takes one long inhale and one long exhale. Listen, these are my dreams we're fucking with. And if I see one of you mess this up for me, my balls are going to burst.
What?
And not in a good way.
What?
What?
Not in a good way.
I get exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
Is that Spicy Pete again?
Chip, you... There's all...
I was kind of in between my acting and talking voice. Sorry.
Mom, what about me? Or whatever the line was. Damn it! Oh, God, I'm going to get cut, aren't I?
We cut to... Everyone's waiting in hushed anticipation at the bar. Beef comes out with the cast list.
I want to walk past them and walk to the furthest, like all so far away. I could have given it to them right there, but I go so far away. And I tape it up to the like the wall and I go, get ready, bitches. It's time to shine.
I wait to try and act cool and wait for Beef to like kind of like walk away a little bit.
I leave. Yeah, I leave the room.
And then all of us just like sprint over each other, like dragging one person, like grabs another one's foot, pulls them down, crawls over them. We're all just like mad stampede running
scratching
over.
Scratching each other. Yeah.
Somehow,
what does it say?
In the scramble, Spicy Pete gets there first. What's this?
I'm sorry. I got
this. Is illegible.
Yes, it's okay.
This is illegible. What does this say?
These are just pictures.
I honestly can't read this. I can't read this.
It's just 11 fish. You just drew 11 fish on this thing.
Seb, you're right. But wait, Seb, I see mice. Wow, Seb, this is sort of like we're cloud watching together. It's kind
of
fun.
My gosh, this is kind of, yeah, this is fun.
Wait, if you squint your eyes, you see fish. This is amazing.
Oh, and when I squint my eyes, I see, what did you say? Mice?
Forget it.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
It's an optical illusion. Beef, what's this thing say?
And then from away on the other side of the room from them again, I'm sitting on a chair with my legs propped up, peeling an orange.
Cool.
And I say, yeah, as cool as possible. And I go, cast list is as follows. Chip, you be playing... the dragon that gets killed.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
It gets murdered. Murdered.
Wait, but I... That's what I did.
Seb, you will be playing the man that murders the dragon.
Seb, you made it. I've seen this.
Yeah, but I think I've seen it. You've done it, but I've seen it.
Spicy Pete.
You've done it, but I've seen it.
You're on scene.
That's the name of the lead, I assume.
Like a stage manager.
Ah, that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah. So you get to wear a black turtleneck and get to move things on rollers.
Okay, that is devastatingly awesome.
Chalice, sorry to say this, you're the only lady here, so you you kind of have to be the love interest.
Oh, I'm gonna like it here.
Yeah, no name.
Just to confirm, the dragon's love interest?
No, sorry, you have no lines.
What? I'm sorry?
No lines. You come in, you get stabbed, murdered. Complete
you know
death.
Dragons. You know dragons do talk.
If I'm not mistaken,
right?
I have more lines than that.
Yes, you do. Actually, the stage manager is the lead.
I knew it. Yeah,
Beef, oh,
that's like an Our Town. That's literally the lead of Our Town is the stage manager.
never heard of it.
I know you haven't, Beef.
Wait, what's Beef playing? What's Beef playing?
Yeah, Beef. Who do you play?
I play God.
Jesus.
No Jesus. Oh,
not Jesus, God.
Not Jesus. Now let's get to work.
Okay, now we see a montage of Beef just inhaling cigarettes and putting them out underneath his boot. and, you know, pacing up and down like a drill sergeant, reducing Seb to tears multiple times. We see Beef have an all-out breakdown, just screaming, I am God. I am God.
I am God! I am God!
Beef, can we take five?
No!
Beef, nobody else is on stage, though.
No! We are going to work. We're never going to stop. If we take a break, that could be the moment this all collapses.
Okay, so why don't we call it a tight two and see everybody back here then?
Actually, Beef, I had a question. I was thinking in the scene where the knight slaughters me, I was wondering if I could say something witty, just a little, like, a little zinger, maybe even after I get stabbed, like, on my way out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, you think, yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Oh, my God, Seb.
Yeah, it'd be so funny.
Yeah, it would be so funny if you did that,
Beef's gonna kill Chip.
Yeah, you know what? How about you just take a dump and rip my throat out while you're at it? Because that's going to single-handedly ruin the speed of the scene. There's a pace. Did you even go to acting school, Chip? Chip, 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 Chip. Look me in the eyes. Did you go to acting school and get a degree in theater?
I've been to an acting school, but I didn't go there.
I have worked so hard for so long to get a degree in theatrics. So don't you goddamn get in my way, Chip. You are the dragon. You don't say nothing. You don't say a word. If I hear a little word come out of your tiny little mouth, I will destroy everything you've ever loved.
Okay. I'd like to pull Seb over to the side.
Yeah, I'm just trembling and holding up my stage sword, just kind of like in defense, like already.
Chalice is hugging herself and she's crying a little and she's wondering why she's not a part of the sidebar.
I pull Seb over to the side and I said, hey, Beef is a fool if he thinks that I'm not going to say a goddamn line in this thing. So just prepare yourself for me saying something during this play, okay? Be ready for that.
No, that's fine. I think I like that.
Moo. Hey, sorry guys, am I interrupting? But I really
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, I've been getting really, really nervous.
Oh my God. Do you have stage fright?
No,
Oh my God.
I did. Beef's getting so mean, he's yelling at us.
Moo.
And I thought,
am I interrupting here? Looks like we're all talking.
No, sir. No, Beef, sir. No, Beef, sir. Just... We're sorry, Beef, sir.
No, yeah. They were just giving me advice to get over these hiccups.
Yeah. Well, you're going to need to get those out quick because we're back on the stage in five. Make sure you do your stretches and your tongue twisters. Every morning I go to sleep.
Every morning
every
I
morning
go to
I
sleep.
I go to sleep.
Every morning I go to sleep. When
Wait,
I wake,
every morning I... you go to sleep?
Every morning. I go to sleep.
Oh my God. Spicy Pete has a great singing voice.
Every morning and I'm going to sleep. I'm thinking that I'm about your little four-post bed.
Holy hell, that's beautiful.
I know
I
got not mine,
but I see if I can use it for the weekend with one night bed.
Beef pulls out a script. We're changing everything.
We're changing everything?
We're changing everything.
So does that mean Chip gets to say a line?
No.
I just memorized a 7-page monologue.
That's theater, sweetheart. Buckle up, bitches.
The show's in an hour.
No, we're throwing it out the door.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, we cut to an hour later. Okay, people are filing in. There's a butt in every seat, and it's standing room only, but there's three seats that have been reserved, and it says reserved for Narrow Way Guild.
I turn to Seb. I want to turn to Seb and say, we are able to pack this place night after night. How are we not making any money?
Well, for starters, you keep breaking glasses and telling people to bring their own peanuts to throw on the floor. All right, so that's a lot of overhead right there.
Oh, I also tell people to bring their own drinks because it's much cheaper if you just bring it from home.
Oh God, I was wondering.
You made your body.
Should I stop doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are our high margin items. What? How long have you been doing this?
You made your bar to Lyle B and you encouraged it. I'm crying.
Just since we opened.
Oh my God, it makes so much sense that we've only gone through one bottle of wine in 6 weeks.
And then Chalice comes up to both of them in her costume and she puts her arm around both of them and she goes, hey buddies, quick little funny story. I got a little nervous. And I took one of my little nervous pills and I popped it into my mouth. And then I drank a whole bottle of wine. So I'm going to do even better than before, than I thought.
You guys noticed that Chalice's costume is on backwards.
You look great. I can't wait for this show.
I choose to do nothing.
Yeah, I do nothing.
Awesome. Well, you guys, this is hey, can we all just hold hands? I'm going to pass the squeeze to my right. And when I feel the squeeze in my left hand, that means we're going to have a really good opening night. Is everyone ready? That's boy, fellas, ready? And I'm passing. Mm-hmm. And we're all doing
And it. I also pass it.
And I also pass it.
I got the squeeze back. We're going to have a great night tonight, fellas. This is a beautiful show. Hands in.
And then I pass it.
Spicy Pete.
Spicy Pete.
Okay, no.
You weren't even touching us. You're holding your own hands like this.
Okay. Meanwhile, Beef is you were standing just at the side of the stage.
Yes.
And the three of them from the Narrow Way Guild walk in, and Pompous Prestigious comes and goes. I assume these seats are ours, then.
Absolutely, absolutely, best seats in the house.
Mine better be uncomfortable.
We made absolute sure that yours was too bad to sit on.
Perfect.
And Katz jumps up, crouches on the like back of one of the chairs. And then Pompous Prestigious and Dr. Laureate take their seats and the lights dim.
Before I get on stage, I just want it to be known that I am full stage makeup. I have like fake eyelashes on. And like I contoured my face.
You have like the high school old age makeup on too, just like the lines and the gray spray.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And do you look like God?
I'm in all black.
Okay.
A classic God.
I'm gonna go the more bleak route, and I'm okay. All black turtleneck. Okay. But you know, my tummy is always just a little, the bottom of my tummy's poking out.
Babe.
I look cute.
I love how much God looks like a stagehand.
Hey, they are.
But what does that
commentary.
Say?
Commentary.
Commentary. Wow.
Are you wearing a wig?
Oh, I got to. It's like a gray, like frizzed out.
Albert Einstein meets powdered wig.
Yes. Yeah. And I have a beauty mark, too.
Oh, my God.
Like Marie Antoinette.
Fantastic. Any props with you?
A small horn, the kind that you put on a bicycle that goes ew, ew.
Excellent.
And tiny little cymbals that go on my finger, like okay. Ding, ear, ear.
So Pompous Prestigious was getting a drink from the bar and sees you to the side of the stage and notices the finger cymbals and the horn and goes, I hope you know that if there's even a whiff of buffoonery in this, you can kiss your ass goodbye.
Loud and clear, sir.
I meant to say, you won't be accredited, okay? We're not going to hurt you or anything. All right, have a good show. Break some legs.
Thank you. Thank you,
and
sir.
He goes and sits down.
All right, places.
Okay. All right, I'm in my place.
The lights dim all the way, spotlight right in the middle of the stage. I step into it, into the warm light.
These are
silence.
The lines.
Silence.
Beef is saying.
He's saying. He's...
Silence. Silence. I look
and
at the crowd.
And off to the side, Spicy Pete is devastated because these were already his lines. And you just took that. Because he's
and I'm
the
taking
stage
it.
Director, and but also the main character.
And then Spicy and Pete's so parents in the audience nervously look at each other. While clutching their programs.
I look at Spicy Pete and I look at him like that kind of look that's like, that's show business, baby.
In the middle of the play?
And he looks at you and just from the side, he just nods understandingly and wipes his
nose. Wow. That's beautiful.
I'm just imagining the parents to be like, we should have known better. Stage manager, and that's supposed to be the lead. He's never going to make it.
Why don't you believe in him?
Oh, I'm tired. I'm just tired. I believed in him for 15 years, but he needs to dial it back and get into data entry just like me.
I wonder if you believed in him, what he could accomplish if you didn't give up on him after just 15 years. And this continues the entire time.
The
it's a slow
time.
Hum of that of a marriage falling apart.
Good thing we brought our own wine, because I got a drink.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Look into everyone's eyes. You are on stage and they are the audience. Harness their power. They're giving you power. I am power. And that's when I fully look up and I go, I am God. This is God's story. This is how God was born.
And the lights go out and a hush falls over the audience. And now it's the first act. A single spotlight comes out and there's a long pause and then the pause gets longer and people are kind of like looking around and it's like, oh, this is uncomfortable. Someone should have definitely stepped out by now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely Seb should be out here.
I push him.
Shit. Oh, I almost hit my nuts.
The audience laughs.
I'm wearing a mech suit, a steam powered mech suit, kind of resembling what like Ridley has in Alien. Fighting. We go. But when you're God, there's always someone, a Titan, looking to steal the job. Who am I? I'm the bad guy in tonight's story.
Ooh.
Ooh.
and my name is Zach.
I trip onto the stage too, even though nobody pushed me.
And what are you wearing?
Dude, not
and
yet.
I Beef gave me a really good dragon costume, but I didn't think it looked sexy enough. So instead, I'm just wearing it's just a baseball cap. And then the bottom part of my jaw is like an upside down visor. So that's all I'm wearing on my head. And then I'm just wearing a Speedo with a green trash bag hanging out the back. That's supposed to be my tail, but that's it. That's all I'm wearing. And I go, ow, my nuts.
And everyone, the audience laughs.
Oh, they do.
Oh, that was by accident.
And Beef's off to the side, like watching all this, and sees that Chip altered his costume, and he's like ripping his beret, like he's clutching his beret on top of his Einstein wig.
And Beef, when you look out into the audience, you see Pompous Prestigious making notes in his playbill and shaking his head now.
Zachary? Now, normally I wouldn't be able to talk, but you understand me, of course. Isn't that right, Zach?
Yes, via telepathy.
What's that? I'm talking. I've decided to talk.
Cool. All right. So we're on the same page.
Okay. What's up?
Get out of my head.
Okay, real quick. Sab, we're gonna have you roll.
What's up?
Okay. Sab, we're gonna have you roll for Constitution because of your intense stage fright.
Oh no.
You need to do a passing, you need to do a saving throw for your constitution, otherwise you will vomit on stage.
How does a 12 do?
A 12 is not going to cut it, so on your next line, you vomit on stage.
Really quick, I'm going to have a and put my fist up to my mouth and vomit just sprays around.
Spray nozzle.
Luckily, the first two rows, some of them are wearing raincoat, splash zone.
Soak zone.
It's not because I'm nervous, it's because I hit my balls too hard.
And the audience goes,
Chalice, come over here. And I quickly wait. Chalice, get over here.
Get over here. You're a bully, Beef. You're my
What are you, drunk?
You're drunk, Beef, and that's what I'm saying to you.
Listen, I don't care. I need you to go out there and do damage control. Get them with your woman charm,
go
okay?
Go out there, cause damage, be a woman.
No.
Get it! I do a jump, pirouette, spin. It all looks very impressive until she hits the other side of the stage full first and hits her head really hard. And she goes, oh, my balls.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. And then there's in the back, the standing room only people are hooting and hollering and whooping and dying laughing.
And then so her costume is backwards. But not only that, when she went to the bathroom, she has a bunch of toilet paper and her dress kind of tucked into her underwear. And it's the toilet paper with the lipstick note and all the riddles on it. And then so Chalice reaches down and then starts reading the riddles and gets a little distracted by them. And she goes, huh.
What's this one say?
ahead and read that one, please.
I could definitely make one up. I'm on a riddle podcast. Okay, let's see. What is short, round, and brings the house down? It's not a storm. It likes to perform. Who?
And then she throws up.
Chalice, roll for constitution because you are drunk to see if you throw up here.
15.
Okay, you vomit comes up and your cheeks go like chipmunk cheeks. And then, arguably even worse, they watch you. They go, oh, no, she gonna swallow that? And then you put two fingers to your mouth and then swallow it back down.
And then I wink. And then stick my butt out a little bit. Okay, and then she, Chalice, sort of remembers her lines all of a sudden and launches into something that's probably two-thirds through the play. Zach, I can't decide between you, the stage manager, and God. Seems like we're in a
Or the dragon. Or the dragon.
Do you talk? That dragon can talk! That dragon can talk!
No, 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 he cannot!
A Okay,
wait, are we
improvising? I need to know now if we're improvising.
Seb.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the golden.
Spicy Pete, let me say my line. I have to do the exposition, yeah, Spicy Pete. Ready?
I'm so sorry.
I guess the three of you will have to sing to win over the fair. Yeah, fine. Fucking fine, Chip. Fine. I guess the four of you, a god, yes, a Zach, a Spicy Pete, and a dragon, are going to have to sing to win over the fair maiden's honor. Up first.
Castle Scrubble for me.
And out of nowhere, an arrow comes flying through, sticks into Spicy Pete's chest.
Holy
Oh my God. Thank God this is the dress rehearsal, because this is scary.
Seth, this is happening.
This is the real.
We're going to take a tight five. There's refreshments over at the bar. There's popcorn in the back. Get your fingers in that.
Oh shit, Beef! I forgot to put out the refreshments. There's no refreshments.
There's popcorn in the there's popcorn in the back. Okay, we'll be right back. Tight five.
This is going amazing.
Really good.
Wow. I kind of wish I would have been told ahead of time that I was going to get shot with an arrow, but I do love this direction.
Pete, you should probably sit down. You're losing a lot of blood.
Which one of you is talking to me?
It's me, God.
Oh, God.
No. It's Beef God. It's Beef God, not the real
Beef God.
You're not dying.
It's just Beef God.
Okay, as long as all eight of you keep talking to me, I should be fine.
Yikes.
Eight?
He passes out. Spicy Pete is pretty much, at least for right now, down for the count.
You guys, I don't think we can finish this play. I think this is it for me.
Well,
No.
Beef, we have to finish.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I've been yelling at you guys and screaming. I don't know. I can't do this. This isn't for me. I'll never make it. And then I'm like, kind of run away like a schoolgirl, like a girl running to her room.
I chase after him like a schoolgirl.
I do as well.
I'm just kind of like left alone. And I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the bar, maybe try to sell half a bottle of wine tonight. And then I'm just going to go there.
Hey, Beef. Can we come
Beef.
In?
No. Beef, I don't want to see me like this.
Okay, Beef, let me talk to you a second. Just come here. The reason why this isn't going well, it's because you're not being yourself, Beef. Mm-hmm. What if we just say fuck them and go out in style, huh? The four of us, best friends, we'll do the show you always dreamed of doing.
You guys will finally do the Arm and Hammer dance I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, we'll do of it. We'll literally do everything. We'll do the play you want to do. Just lead the way and we'll follow.
And just as long as the dragon and the fair maiden still get their kiss to steal the end of the play, that's all that matters to me.
I was never in the script, Chip.
She punches him. And does no damage.
Damn. We cut to the bar and pompous, prestigious. Seb, you notice that pompous, prestigious Dr. Laureate and Katz are leaving.
Whoa. We still got the whole second half, all right? That's when it really picks up. Where are you guys going, huh?
This was just for a good laugh on our end. We had our minds made up before we even showed up. You can keep this piss hole as the piss hole that it is. We have no interest in this piss hole.
I'm going to slam my hand against the door, closing it immediately, and I'm going to go, this piss hole's about to piss all over you some golden-ass knowledge. You're going to go in there, you're going to sit down, you're going to watch, and you're going to go, oh, six times in the second act, all right? I'm going to give you guys a free glass of wine. 95% wine, 5% blood. Anyways, that wine
and it's
you're
white.
Going to enjoy. It's white. We call it a rosé around here. You're going to enjoy it. And you're going to say six nice things to my friend Beef when we're done. Or else?
Or else what?
I'm going to show you who the bathroom killer is. The bathroom killer was me all along. I just made it up. So Beef would clean the toilet. But I will murder you, and I will write that you were one of my hostages, and we'll get press. We'll become the murder bar. It'll be good for business. So do you want to be murdered, or do you want to watch a damn play and look at my friend in the eye and go, really good delivering those lines. Timing couldn't be better, or something like that.
Fifth man, unhinged.
That was Cats, and they nod to you and are like pretty freaked out. And then Pompous Prestigious says, as long as the wine is O negative, I guess we could stay for the second half.
Universal rosé, okay. I can do that for you.
Okay, so they are like ushered back to their seats, and it's lights up, and we're starting the second act.
No one comes out. No one's on stage yet. You hear some rustling, and you hear, are we ready to rock?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Splash Zone!
How hot is your beef?
Wet! Boiling!
I said, how hot is your beef?
Wet!
And then Beef comes out. Totally, like, no pants.
No instrument. Shirt. That was all mouth.
That was all mouth. There you go.
Oh, my. Somebody in the audience goes, oh, my God. Beef's going to do his famous mouth solo.
Waka waka wow. Slam and jam. Skin it a dang. Gaka gaka gaka. Bleak, bleak, clock. Glug glug glug! Everybody walking on the street.
Chip and Chalice and maybe Seb cometh in the back line and start doing the famous Arm and Hammer dance.
It's super elaborate. It looks a lot like the guy, the choreographer from earlier. Maybe they're stealing a little bit from him.
As soon as you start doing the Arm and Hammer dance, the guy from earlier, the choreographer, recognizes it from the audience, takes off his hat, and what you've noticed that he's also, since you last saw him, has lost one of his arms, and that is now a peg. So he's got peg legs and one peg arm. But with his good arm, takes off his hat, waves it, and mouths, they're doing my dance.
Aww.
I'm just happy.
Aww.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
But I'll take a second to really appreciate him.
Spicy Pete jumps in to start doing the dance too, but is like a full 3 seconds behind the steps.
Oh, no.
And there's kind of blood just coming out of his mouth.
That's cute though.
We got to get this guy some rosé fast.
I feel bad that I shot him.
I turn to Chalice and I say, do you think we've had a whiff of buffoonery this whole play?
And she goes, yeah, I think we've had a little bit more than a whiff. And then can it be like a little montage of it going so well and being so Beef for the rest of the time, Sean?
Yeah.
So it's like Beef farting, everyone cheering. There's one moment that looks like a really gorgeous opera solo with Beef somehow.
The tears welled up in my eyes, but never fall. They never fall.
Ben has his sword and he fights Waleed as a dragon.
Yeah, I get killed as a dragon. Beef does a little bit of a stand-up set in the middle of it for no reason.
I think toasters are just microwaves, but smaller.
I can't handle these observations right now.
The best stand-up reaction is, yeah!
This stand-up is so funny. It's bringing Spicy Pete's parents back together. Chalice has a moment where she goes and like puts her hand on Chip's face and she kisses him on the cheek and then goes and leans down and kisses Beef on the mouth.
Now that's what I call a meaty mouth. And we all put our arms over each other and get in a line and I go, you know what? At the beginning of all this, I thought that it was about being serious and yelling at your friends, but at the end of the day, Your friends are all yes.
Yeah.
And so as you say that, the three of them stand up and start to exit. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? Get out of here.
Boo.
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 You will never, and I mean never, be part of the Narrow Way Guild. You wouldn't know real art if it pinched your nipples.
What?
I bet I wouldn't. Huh? You're right, but guess what? At least I'm pinching my nipples and laughing with my friends. You don't have any friends.
We all start pinching our nipples.
One star. No, half a... No, a quarter of a... No stars, zero stars, and we're going to give it the worst write-up. And I doubt you'll be even be able to read it, though. And then...
Wait, you guys are critics? You guys are published in the newspaper?
I thought you were just the guild.
Yeah.
There needs to be some separation of power. This is not good.
I pull the arrow out of Spicy Pete and I shoot it at these guys.
Nice. Are you shooting it or just throwing it?
I'll throw it because I don't actually want it.
Can you roll? Can you roll to see if it hits one of them?
Yes. 21.
Holy. Okay. We keep killing people. We don't even know.
Dr. Laureate?
They're dead.
Pompous Prestigious?
Oh, definitely Pompous Prestigious.
Okay.
For sure.
It goes like straight down his throat. And then falls backwards. And the other two of them catch him. They go, how dare you? Oh my God. And then like, they're just scrambling to get him to safety and they're out. And then now the audience is in absolute appalled, hushed silence.
And then Chalice goes, ta-da! Like it was all part of the show.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Yeah, give a hand to the three gentlemen that just left. Our excellent stunt actors. There aren't they great?
Absolute stunned silence until Spicy Pete's parents look at each other, and then look back, and then slowly stand up and start a slow clap.
Yeah!
Everyone starts screaming. And Spicy Pete, like, basically the stage gets bum-rushed, okay? Everyone gets on it, and people pick up Beef, and they start chanting, God, 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 God. And then you hear, the choreographer guy, hear, like, the thumping. And he rockets up, like, licks the ceiling, and then does three backflips, and then lands in the splits on the bar. And goes, now, was that a performance or what? Not what I just did, but was that a performance or what? And everyone goes nuts. And he goes, a little birdie told me that the reason that they put this shindigog in the first place is they needed
Sorry,
some
man,
funding.
We know a lot of birds. You're going to have to get more specific.
Uh-huh.
What kind of bird?
It was Raven, the one named Thatso.
Oh, that's a Raven.
From the joke from the first episode.
We're familiar.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, I remember.
And they told me that this whole thing happened because you needed some funding to make your stage better, to fix the roof, get better props, to get
Are you
better
making fun
advertising.
Of us?
Yeah, I think this guy's upstaging us. You need to leave, dude.
Yeah, man, this is a lot.
Look, here's all I'm saying.
Are you offering us money?
I mean, you guys kind of ruined the momentum of what I was going for here.
All right,
it was an amazing show, and don't you all agree? The bar erupts again. Well, if you do agree, let's throw them some fucking shekels, baby. This is our local bar. They're putting out the kind of show that we want to see. Let's show them how grateful we are. And then tons of money. Small amounts, comes up into the bar.
Woo!
And so it starts raining, essentially, coins on you guys.
Shekel me, baby!
It looks, like, so beautiful. It kind of looks like confetti. But then can it, like, do a kind of fade to the four of them sitting around sort of at the end of the night, counting it and trying to figure out how much they ended up getting and just, like, cleaning up and having a drink?
Yes.
One.
No.
Two.
No, okay, just one of us. See, now I don't even know what number we're on anymore. We got to start over. Let's just start over.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say, Beef, thank you for being so patient with us. I feel like we really let you down, and I'm glad that we got to make it up for you in the end, because you deserve anything, any dream that you have, you deserve to see it come true.
Wait, when did we let Beef down?
We, in the first half, remember? Complete shenanigans.
Oh, I thought that was pretty good.
No, guys, you didn't. No one let me down. No one let me down. Y'all did great.
Chalice, what the hell are you talking about?
You are literally not going to have any character arc, man. Beef, it seems like we have just about enough money to get you a couple more strings on your lute and fix up the stage just a little bit. It's going to last us at least another 4 or 5 months. Pretty good, huh?
I'd also like to take some of this money and put it into the bar. Because this was an effort that was put in for all of us, you know? I think we should get a big slide that goes from top of the stairs.
No, you started off so good.
And maybe if there's any money left over, we put it a little bit toward the emergency surgery for Spicy Pete.
Nah. Slide.
Oh, what the heck? Slide.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, I did the editing, and Aaron Keefe came up with the story concept for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. To stay up to date on the show, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SitcomD&D. That's sitcom, then the letters D&D. If you've enjoyed our first 4 episodes and you're hungry for more, you're starving for more, you can head to our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd, where we'll be releasing a bonus episode every week. Episodes like Get to Know You Happy Hours, Bad Sitcom Improv, Chip's Tips, where Chip doles out relationship advice, and one-shots and other TV genres. Speaking of which, we have our first stretch goal set so that if we get to 200 patrons, we'll release a one-shot that takes place in a different TV genre. This one was written and GM'd by our own Aaron Keefe, and it takes place in a Grey's Anatomy type world. I just listened to it and I laughed my butt off, so I'm excited to share that with y'all. I think we're pretty close to hitting that 200 patron mark, so if you can help us get there sooner rather than later, that would be awesome. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, head over to patreon.com/sitcomdnd. Patreon is the fuel that this show runs on, so if you like it, consider joining. If you can't help us financially, you can still help us out a ton by rating the show and subscribing wherever you get podcasts. Or by recommending the show to a friend who likes weird shit. I think that's it for now. Until next week, and thanks as always for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.